Welcome to the Learning Languages and Society with Gabby podcast, where it's all about the fascinating world of languages and culture. Let's rock.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gabby, and welcome back to your favorite show about languages. We're going to talk about language acquisition today. This is, I'm pretty much improvising today. I read an article that I thought was pretty cool, so I decided I was gonna record something really quickly and give my point of view, my personal point of view on language acquisition and learning or learning languages in general terms, right? What do I do to learn a new language? How do I pick up a new language? Well, I mean, there's several tips that people usually give, and I'm probably not gonna say something too weird or something that you haven't heard before, but I'm probably gonna focus a little more on the things that I think are most relevant for you to improve your language skills and to pick up a language quicker and to make the most of it. And probably one of the things that people usually overlook is the fact that you have to have fun when you're learning a language. So this is not supposed to be a task, something that you have to do. I mean, obviously, if you're working for a foreign company and you need to speak in a different language, it's not just going to be pleasure, but it's going to be something compulsory. So obviously, you're going to have to make an effort. But that doesn't mean that it necessarily has to be something that's going to create havoc in your life, that's going to make you miserable, or that represents any kind of trouble or problem in any real way. You have to make it a game, okay? So you have to turn all this thing into a big game. That's how I see it. And I think that's the key to success in foreign languages. So here we go. Tip number one. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. What is this supposed to mean? Okay, well, it is wise to concentrate in your pronunciation and keep an eye on your grammar and try to speak perfectly. Well, don't let perfectionism take the best of you, okay? What am I saying with this? Am I saying don't pay attention to the way you talk, or forget about pronunciation rules, or forget about your grammar, forget about this and that? No. I mean, you know, your speech has to be comprehensible. People need to understand what you're saying at all times. That's for granted. I mean, that's obvious. You know, you need a certain level of communication so that people know what you're saying and you can, you know, pick up what they're saying in turn. If you pronounce a word really badly, chances are when you hear the word spoken by a native speaker perfectly, you won't be able to recognize it. You won't even be able to know what that person's saying. You can't recognize a word when it's actually well spoken or well pronounced, right? So you have to keep an eye on your pronunciation. Now, that being said, a lot of people spend months and even years just trying to find the perfect solution to pronounce words perfectly so that they don't make an ass of themselves whenever they want to talk to a native speaker. You know, it's just people travel to different countries and they want to try, you know, their new language skills. And whenever they say something in a foreign language and they realize that a native speaker on the street does not respond the way they thought they would, well, they get disappointed and they say, what do you mean you cannot understand me? I've been, you know, practicing. Maybe my pronunciation is not good enough. Maybe I'm not made for this language. Maybe I should not make an effort. And I'm not going to try again until my pronunciation is perfect, right? Same thing when somebody makes a grammar mistake, you know. Instead of saying something like, I don't know, maybe I don't know, I will be doing, they'll say, you know, I'll make a mistake in the future tense in English. So, I don't know, I will do or something like that. You know, they will confuse future tenses, for example, right? Just an easy example. Well, it doesn't matter, you know, if you make a mistake like that. What you have to do, though, is stop right there whenever you realize that you made a mistake and correct your mistake straight away. realize that you made a mistake and go for it, you know, just patch it, you know, just say something like, oh, sorry, I meant to say this. And then, you know, say the word or say the phrase correctly, right? Like, keep an eye on those things, you know. The fact that you make a mistake, a grammar mistake, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stop right there and just, you know, you know, sit down and cry. What you got to do is just stand up and say, no, okay, I made a mistake, it doesn't matter, but, you know, the present is now. And now that I realize that I made a mistake, I'm going to say what I was supposed to say, but right. This time I'm going to say right. And I'm going to make sure the person that's in front of me hears me saying it right this time. Okay? And now that's the beauty of it, all right? So correct your sentences, but don't be too hard on yourself. Likewise, if you find that there's a certain structure in a language you're learning, for example, I remember when I was learning Russian, there would be phrases that, you know, complicated grammar, tenses in the future that I thought were really beautiful and I thought I could use within some certain contexts, but then the context where I was supposed to use those structures kind of never happened, you know, never came about being true. So I would kind of force those sentences and structures into other contexts, you know, just say, I want to try to say this in this context and try to say this to these people and see the way they react, you know. I mean, language is like a laboratory in a way. It's the lab of your mind, you know. It's the way you understand cognition and your mind understands cognition. So don't be afraid to push yourself into those situations and say things, you know. The fact that the person in front of you is going to look at you funny means nothing, you know. That person knows very well you're trying to say something. And you're, you know, kind of like, you know, you're kind of like a scientist and you're trying to say things and see the way they react. It's kind of like a game in psychological manipulation where you kind of see where things go, you know. And then obviously if you attract the wrong type of attention from the person that's in front of you, say that person does not understand at all or kind of looks weird at you, then you try to, you know, try to correct it, what you just said and try to say it in a different way. So that you kind of lead the conversation back into the right track, right? So, but that don't do those things. Those things are fine. Okay, what else would I say? Another tip, okay? Don't talk about subjects that are, you know, too focused on one specific aspect or area of knowledge and that could render your vocabulary too specific, okay? So what do I mean by that? Don't talk about, you know, unless you know the subject really well and you know the words really well and all that, you know, don't talk about quantum mechanics if it's not your field, you know. Don't try to, you know, be too specific on things in the process of learning a language. You know, when you're in the first steps or even intermediate steps, take it easy, you know. You gotta go with the more abstract and more general stuff. And then you have to, you know, hit back to the things that are a little bit more specific and that are, you know, a little bit more complex, right? So don't look for detail in the beginning, okay? So that would be a second tip right there. I could, however, say that if you're interested in a specific subject, for example, you know, I like social psychology or I like, you know, linguistics or social or language in sociology, for example, or, you know, in society, languages in society. And I want to talk about, you know, how these two are intertwined and what the game is, right? When you talk about language in society, you know, a different expression I would use in one language, an expression I would use in a language, it's a different expression I would use in another language, what one word means in one context and what that same word means in a different context. All those things are beautiful, you know, that's cool. You want to talk about that? That's fine. The thing is that if you venture and you want to go that way and you want to push the conversation in that direction, you know, be aware that there's a lot of stuff that is quite complex that you need to explain in a foreign language. So you're going to have to really demonstrate that you have that sort of vocabulary and that lexicon and that knowledge. And if you have it, that's so much power, more power to you, man. Because if it's something that truly engages you and it's a conversation that you find interesting, you will be living in the conversation, in the moment. You will not be afraid of what this person is going to think about you, or what you're going to think about this person, or if the, you know, situation is strange or no. You're going to be thinking that, Jesus, you know, I'm talking about a subject that I really care. I want to know what this person thinks about that subject. And we're going to be doing this in, you know, a foreign language, let's say in German, or, you know, I don't know, Hebrew or something, whatever language you're learning. And so you're interested in what the person has to say about it, and you're also interested in the conversation. And that renders you a more interesting person, you know, by the same turn. Because the person that's talking to you realizes that you're not just, you know, saying bullshit in general. You're saying something that you feel is important. You're talking about something specific, something that you like. You're not trying to please anybody. You're, you know, trying to have a good conversation in that language. And so that engages people, you know, kind of like kicks them off from the, okay, I'm talking to this foreign person trying to speak my language. But it's, no, this, you know, foreign person is speaking my language and is trying to talk about something that he or she finds interesting. So that, you know, makes it all too engaging also for the person that is talking to you. I guess that's easy to realize, and this is a pretty easy tip to follow. And maybe I could give you another one. Another tip would be tip number three: don't switch from the language you're learning to your mother talk, or to your mother language. So don't make it too easy. You know, don't. I mean, this is supposed to be hard. You know, learning a language is not supposed to be easy. It's not like, you know, oh my God, I'm not finding the words or expressions I need in this foreign language, and therefore I'm gonna go back to my comfort zone, and I'm gonna talk, you know, in Spanish or whatever is your, you know, native language, because you know, I just can't do this in English or Russian or whatever language you're learning. So, and then when it's comfortable again, you switch back to, you know, Russian or whatever, or Chinese or whatever language you're learning. So no, that's not cool. It is not cool. It's cool when you let the moments be weird, be ugly, when you realize that your language skills are not as good as you thought, when you really need to find that missing word, and the situation becomes weird, you know. And then next time you realize that whenever you're in that situation again, you really need to start looking for the right word, because there is no comfort zone. There is no going back to Spanish or your native tongue, your native language, to save you at that specific moment. You have to, you know, face reality and face the challenge and face the realization that maybe in this context you got it wrong. And there's also really important to realize right here, and it is that whenever things get a little weird in a conversation in a foreign language, it's when all these cultural traits, all this other cultural baggage from the person you're talking to, or and yourself, they come out to the surface, and you realize, okay, so what do we do in this situation, right? So how would a person from this specific country react in this set, in this context? And so not only do you realize how you're acting in that circumstances, in those circumstances, but you also realize how that other person you're talking to is reacting in those circumstances, right? So you're learning a lot. You're learning from yourself. You're learning how you act in a given situation. You're learning how the person you have in front of you acts in that weird situation. And you're also understanding how that person from that culture would act in that situation. So if that person starts using a different word, different phrases, when something becomes awkward, well, you realize, obviously, that there is something missing there. You'll realize that next time somebody uses those sort of expressions in a given situation, well, chances are they mean something is off. Okay? So I think that's pretty much the third tip. Anyhow, I gotta go do some stuff, but yeah, lovely to be recording this, and I hope you really enjoy it, guys. Hugs, and you're all awesome. Bye-bye.